Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about warning signs, the things that we might be able to notice that are happening in our life and how we can have a step up and build those into our process. So we're talking about trying to fireproof our own life, I guess. All of us live in uncertain times, and while planning is really, really important, and all of us have some degree of planning and some degree of goal-directed activity, our plans are always just a guide. Because we live in these uncertain times, unforeseen events and issues are always going to come up, and our ability to respond to those, to navigate those difficulties, is one of the things that actually is related to the success of our planning, of our ability to live in line with the type of life that we want to live. So I think it's really important that we actually start to build uncertainty and flexibility into our goals and into our picture of how we can manage ourselves, and start to actually think about what we might need to do. It's kind of like having a life jacket. Now, it would be really morbid to walk down the pier to get onto a boat and say, gee, I hope I'll use that life jacket today. But just knowing that you've got it and that how it works is actually really, really important. So we've got some skills and strategies today for how you can see your own warning signs when it comes to your own life and your own value direction, and how you might be able to build some of these in to make your goal setting a little bit more successful. My first question this week is to ask yourself, what do I know about myself? To try and be as honest as you can with yourself, to try and spot your own blind spots, areas of your life that you know in yourself, you know, maybe need a little bit of work, that are a bit of a pitfall for you, or create the conditions where things don't work that well for you. And to actually get in touch with those. Have a think about previous goals and changes you've tried to make, and what were the barriers that got in the way of your success around that. It's also really important to know what strengths you have, because that allows us to manage these challenges. And our past experience is our best guide there. We've often got a lot of useful information based on what we know about ourselves and how we've tried to make things different in the past, that if we're able to harness that, we're then able to use that. And my question is, you know, how do I then factor this info that I know about myself into the next thing that I'm trying to do? And the more we're able to do that, the better able we are to just build in the flexibility and the ability to navigate the difficulties that we may experience, and some of them may actually come from within us, not necessarily the world. We'll explore a little bit more of this important issue and what it means for our lives next week on Mind Games.